The MFR Shinty Show with Ian Auld on MFR 2.
This week on the MFR Shinty Show, Kyle's Athletic go top of the Premier Division, and we'll look ahead to their game with Fort William this weekend.
We're definitely trying to change their mindsets to just, you know, challenging for winning games, and then hopefully the rest should happen for itself.
Tynholt and Lochaber picked up excellent wins last weekend and now turn their attentions to the Ballymore Cup.
So we can make it a tighter, more competitive game against Lochaber, we'll be happy with that.
As the game's been on last year, Inverness, we're getting closer and closer to us. So, you know, Inverness at home will be a tough game for us.
Welcome to another edition of the MFR Shinty Show. After the snow on week two, it was the rain that destroyed much of the card this weekend, but what a weekend in the Premier Division, and that's where we'll start on this week's show. And I'm pleased to say I'm joined by the Scotland boss, Drew McNeil, once more. Drew, a very good afternoon to you.
And you, Ian.
Good stuff, Drew. A good weekend for you as well?
Yeah, it was a good, enjoyable one.
Yeah, very exciting. Obviously, the rain did cause a bit of disruption among the card. But we did get some games on. And in the Premier Division, as I said, what a fantastic week. Newton Moore, first defeat since May 15th last year, 2010, at home to Glenurquhart.
Didn't realise it was as long as that. But I think perhaps Newton Moore's problem maybe was possibly an easy game the week before. Maybe didn't do them any favours.
Mm-hmm. And fair play to Glenurquhart as well, that draw. With King Youssey, they went to Newton Moore full of expectation, and they got their just rewards with the 2 points.
Yeah, Glenurquhart last season against Newton Moore was 0-0 at Glenurquhart and then 2-1 at Newton Moore, so they've got a bit of previous good form against Newton Moore.
Lovett drew at home to Fort William, and we spoke about Lovett a few weeks ago with that obviously that postponed game against Newton Moore. They were, you know, they're 3-0 at half time, and you just think what could it might have been. And a good point for them, drawing with Fort William, their first point of the season.
Watched that on YouTube. Both goalies are very good. Both these guys are under 21 goalkeepers last season, and they're, you know, for their age, they're exceptional goalkeepers. So they did well. But Fort William were disappointed. Their forward line wasn't really strong enough. Didn't have a cutting edge.
They should be winning those types of games.
Yeah, but fair play to Lovett. Yeah, I think perhaps Fort William maybe played into their hands a little bit.
So. Can you see? Back to winning ways, they beat Oban, and of course, ended up quite a routine win for Kings, but having lost to Oban last weekend, a bit of revenge was on the agenda.
Kind of looking a bit like Canusi of old. They scored early in the first half and early in the second half, so, you know, obviously getting the goals at the right time.
We spoke to Oban chairman Nigel Evans last week on the show, and he did expect Canusi to be, have revenge on the agenda, and they went about their business in the correct fashion and got the 2 points in.
That's what I said last week. I always felt that you could beat them 1 week, but see, beating them a second time, it's even harder.
First points of the season for Kamali against Glenorchy as well. A good win for Kamali, but Glenorchy, it's just a case of when are they going to get their first points of the campaign?
I know, they're going to struggle, aren't they? Be a fine line between them wilting or finding a bit more edge. I don't know which way it'll go for them, but at some point in the season they're going to have to go one way or the other.
Kyle's went top after beating Inverary in a very tight match. We did predict it was going to be a real tough test for them, perhaps maybe their first kind of real test of the season to test their title credentials, and they come through it with flying colours. They did obviously go into a 3-0 lead, but Inverary pegged them back to 3-2. But Kyle's will be just glad to get the 2 points.
Yeah, they were 3-0 up with 60 minutes to go. And then, you know, Kyle's obviously maybe of history of struggling against Inverary, struggled for the last 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 3-2. But we thought it would be their first test, didn't we? So they'll be thinking, that was good. They've got Fort William this week, an even bigger test. So that would have done them well, yeah.
Kyle's Athletic, as we say, went top of the Premier Division on Saturday. And earlier today, I caught with their coach, James Perlick. James, let's look back to the weekend first, and a very good win for you, and a fierce derby as well over Inverary.
It's going to be a fierce derby against Inverary. The boys were kind of looking forward to the game after obviously a couple of good wins prior to it, but we knew it was going to be a difficult game. It was a bit of a milestone for the boys as well. They've obviously been unlucky in Inverary for a good number of years now, so There's a bit of pressure on the boys, but they seemed to go out and play the best they could and obviously came away with the result they wanted, so they were delighted.
You went into a 3-0 lead as well, and then Inverary came back at you as well. Was there kind of a bit of a worry that they would get back into the game, or were you always confident that you guys would hold on to the 2 points?
I wouldn't say we were as such. We always knew that Inverary, you know, they're a class side, they're an experienced side. So you're never actually going to go to Inverary and expect us to beat them 3-0. You always knew that for the 90 minutes they were going to come back at you at some point. They're too good a side for that not to happen. So it showed a lot of character to the boys that they managed to, even when Inverary got the two goals back, to carry on and keep pushing forward and just hopefully get to the 90-minute mark, still 3-2 up, which we managed in the end.
And it's been a great start to the season for you as well. Four games in, four wins, and maximum points on the board as well. You must be pleased with the start you've made.
We are quite pleased. We're more pleased with the way the boys are competing, and also, you know, building up to each game. What we've tried to do is kind of rethink our preparations and rethink how we kind of go about our training before, you know, prior to games. In the past, we've kind of thought too far ahead. We've thought about cups, we've thought about trophies, we've thought about, you know, achieving, you know, our potential. But what we've not really done is think about each game as an individual, you know, task in hand, and that's what we've tried to do this year. We don't think about what happens in 2 weeks' time or 3 weeks' time. We really train hard, you know, Mondays and Wednesdays in preparation for the Saturday, and then as soon as that game's out of the way, we start thinking about the next one. So the boys are delighted, but they're just keeping their heads to the ground and just thinking about each game as an individual task.
And you've obviously played more games than everyone else. Like you say, you've just had to, you know, focus on Premier Division duty, but it must, you know, you must have a look elsewhere and see other teams, you know, failing to pick up points. Neaton Moore lost to Glenorchy at the weekend. Fort William drew with Lovett, and in the past couple of weeks, King UC also dropped points at Oban as well. So again, that's another pleasing factor for you as well.
Aye, well, on Saturday, obviously when you start seeing the results come in, the boys were still very focused on their task in hand. There's never ever going to be easy games in the Premier League. You've got to have respect for every single team, you know, even the ones at the bottom or mid of the table, and also obviously the ones at the top of the table. You've got to treat them all with the utmost respect. So I think even when we heard the results coming in, you still think, and at this early stage in the season, it actually means very little. It's obviously pleasant to know that you are top of the table and you have got your full points, but at this stage in the season, we still believe it, that it's too early to even be, you know, thinking about titles or anything like that. We just think that Saturday's game out of the way, that's their game's out of the way, let's think about Fort William, you know. So
one game at a time mentality, and as you say, your next game is against Fort William. It's a real tough game for you away from home, but you beat them down there last year.
Yeah, we beat them last year, and again, we are looking forward to Saturday. We had a really good training session last night. The boys are full of confidence. They're enjoying playing shinty at the moment, which is something we've sometimes not been guilty of in the last couple of years. There's obviously in Tenebrook, with the success that prior and past Kyle's teams have had, there's actually a lot of pressure on the boys to eventually, hopefully, win X amount and achieve what their predecessors have. They're definitely looking forward to Saturday and hopefully go up there with our full squad, as which we've had, and hopefully play the same team as what we've had. So we won't know that till Wednesday, right enough, but we're looking forward to it.
And, you know, I don't want to sound too negative at all, but even if you do lose, you will still stay top, because King UC and Neaton Moore play each other on Saturday as well, but you've got that 3-point gap over Fort William. So, you know, even if you do lose, you're still top of the table come Saturday evening.
Aye, that's right. No, that's definitely something to consider. But again, what we're trying to do is, if we can, I think this whole kind of philosophy of trying to just look at each individual game and, you know, get the games out of the way the weekend has kind of stemmed from Fraser McDonald's influence with managing the team a lot more. Norm McDonald's is still the first team manager, but Fraser McDonald is now picking the team, as he is at training Mondays and Wednesdays. Norm can't commit to training because of his farming duties, so he's an old head. He's obviously one of the older players in the team, and he's trying to instill this very much attitude of just not even really thinking about the league at all, not even really thinking about points. He tends to kind of stem it out if the boys start thinking about it. We are still quite a young unit, and they're quite impressionable, and if they start thinking about the finishing line before we've got the job done, they can sometimes get carried away with themselves. They've done that a couple of times last year with the Celtic Cup. They thought they had a great chance going into it, and Brady obviously took them at the post, and then the year before he had the Scottish Cup, and the same happened. So we're definitely trying to change their mindsets to just, you know, challenging for winning games, and then hopefully the rest should happen for itself.
The MFR Shinty Show on MFR 2.
A real big test for them this weekend. Kyle's Drew away to Fort William, as you say. But, you know, they'll be looking to keep their feet on the ground and not get too carried away at the moment.
Kyle's will enjoy going to Fort William. It's a big park. I think one thing about Kyle's is they've got a much stronger forward line than Lovett and a stronger defence than Lovett. I really do fancy Kyle's in this game.
Really?
Yeah.
Kyle's have got the upper hand at the moment.
Power. Yeah, four great forwards with Duncan Kerr, Fraser McDonald, Roddy McDonald, and Fraser McDonald. Grant Irvin, sorry. If all four of them are there, one thing about Kyle's, they tend to have a small pool, which in some ways probably helps them, but a very effective forward line and quite a strong defence as well.
They'll go there with a lot of confidence, you know, with that maximum point at the moment as well. And we spoke about just before the interview there, Fort William obviously drawing with Lovett last week. Will that be playing on Fort's mind, you know, that Kyle's, knowing that Cowes will come to, you know, the ground full of confidence and Fort, you know, really been able to break down Lovett?
I think Fort William are going to have to change the formation up front. It certainly didn't work for them. And I quite fancy Kyle's going 4 points clear at the end of Saturday night.
It's a big advantage for them. And plus, we, you know, as we said there, that, you know, even if results don't go their way, they still will be top of the Premier Division by the end of the weekend. Then it's the Badenoch Derby with Neato Moore against King Usie, the game that we've all been looking forward to. It's going to be a real great weekend for the Premier Division and Shinty as well, with, you know, the Kyle's Fort William game and Neato Moore against King Usie. That's always going to be a classic.
Yeah, Neato Moore had a fantastic win against King Usie last season in the league at the Aeon. I fancy Neato Moore in this one. I think they'll be a little bit angry at themselves for losing that opportunity last week. They'll be looking at that as 2 points lost.
That game you mentioned, 6-0, you know, can you see that'll still be playing on their minds? They'll use that as a kind of, you know, a motivational tool to get them up for the game. You shouldn't really have to, you know, use that to get them up for a derby, but that game will still be fresh in their minds.
Yeah, I was at that game, and that's as poor as I've seen can you see play. But to be fair, Neato Moore were fantastic that day as well. So, you know, I still fancy Neato Moore in this game.
Just how big a derby is it, you know, for non-Shinty fans as well? You know how intense is the atmosphere on the field and off the field? Is it anything of Ali McCoist and Neil Lennon standards in the Old Firm? No?
Not as bad as that, but, you know, the league decider 2 years ago, I think there was about 3,000 people there around the park watching it. So, you know, the game didn't quite live up to it, but it was nice to see so many folk at a league game.
Mm-hmm. And Neato Moore with that home advantage as well. They'll fancy their chances, certainly. And, you know, so that might give them a little bit of a psychological boost, you know, getting one over on their great rivals so early in the season as well.
Yeah, Neato Moore will fancy this game. We don't know if Ronald's playing or not, that's the thing. You know, Ronald will make a difference, but if they don't have Ronald, then, you know, Neato Moore will feel extremely confident.
As I said, it's going to be a great weekend for Shinty. The other games as well, Lovett versus Glenorchy. Lovett, who, you know, been okay of late, obviously that draw with Fort William. And we keep speaking about that game that was abandoned at half time against Neato Moore. You know, as we touched on, Glenorchy really need to get something on the board. This might be a good chance for them this weekend.
It'll be their best chance so far this season, but Lovett, of course, know they can't afford to give away 2 points here, because they're, you know, they'll still be looking relegation. Who knows? Everybody's involved in it, and anybody who loses points to Glenorchy will think that's points given away.
Glenorchy versus Kamali. These two sides met recently in the McTavish Cup, and Kamali were the winners on that occasion. Glenorchy will take heart from their excellent win at Neato Moore last week, and Kamali also recorded a win, so that one has the potential of being a cracker as well.
That'll be a difficult game, that, won't it? You know, the extra time last time, a draw.
Well, we'll leave that later on. We'll get Drew's predictions later on. Drew versus you. You did okay this weekend. I'm not going to say too much for that at the moment. And then the other game, Oban versus Inverary. It really is, you know, going to be a great weekend in the Premier Division. There's so many games that, you know, for any fan, it's going to be really exciting stuff. And Oban versus Inverary is another game. It has the potential to be a classic.
Yeah, Oban have, you know, 2 points ahead of Inverary. Inverary looking to get level with them, I would think. I'd be happy to go to any of these games this weekend, actually, to be honest. They're all cracking matches.
Excellent stuff, Drew. Let's now turn our attentions to the Camanachd Cup first round. We didn't really talk about it much last week. Strathglass versus Aberdour was called off because of the rain and a waterlogged pitch, but Bute progressed with a 4-2 win over Caberfae and a tie with Skye in the next round, while Lochaber booked a first round tie with Oban Celtic. And earlier today, I spoke to their manager, Michael Delaney.
It's been a good start to the season for you, albeit with the cup win as well, beating Strathglass last time out in the league as well. Well, I say it's a good start. You lost on the first day of the season. How surprising was it to lose at home to Bewley?
Well, it's not if we do get beat at home, and I think a draw would have been possibly a fair result that day, but Bewley were strong up front, and we, you know, with maybe two or three young boys at the back, and they weren't physically strong enough to deal with Bewley. But when we had the ball up front, we looked as if we would score, so I left it the way it was. In hindsight, maybe we should have changed that. But Bewley, on their day, Bewley beat any team. And that's any team, not just in the top half of the First Division. Bewley, ourselves, Kilmore Shiel, even Lochanachan into that, could beat most teams at the bottom of the Premier Division.
So you think it's going to be quite an exciting league, and maybe a bit of inconsistency as well, but there'll be a few teams kind of battling for the title this year?
I hope so. It's a lot better. You know, last season there, it was ourselves and Kamali there, Kilmore Shiel were there. Kilmore Shiel obviously had a poor start to the last season, losing the first three games, and that's probably what caused them to end up. But it's a tough division.
And like you say, Kinloch Shiel, who lead the way at the moment with 4 points. Yourself, you beat Strathglass last time out, but you'll be hoping to, you know, keep in touch with them and in the next few weeks kind of go head to head with them and early on. So early on in the season, kind of get the advantage and overtake them.
Well, that's what you're looking for. Between the end of last season and the beginning of this season, you know, with options in the bench, young boys that have come in, and we are a young squad, but It's good to start your game there. We had Neil McDonald back at wing centre, Hugh Ennis back at wing centre, and Flank McDonald in at full centre. So we've got a very big ball over 6'2". You know, we've got a big physical centreling, and you need that.
Game for you this week. Oh, sorry, Michael.
Sorry, no, we're scoring goals again. So I mean, that's 14 in the last two games. One of them away from home, so it's quite encouraging.
You're up against one of your North Division 1 rivals, Inverness, this weekend in the Ballymore Cup. And we spoke to Inverness co-manager James McDougall last week, and he said that things were quite frustrating for him so early in the season. But, you know, they'll give you a good game as well.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. The only thing that's going against Inverness is my point of view, I was quite happy there was no games in the First Division this week. You know, not just because they'd be coming rusty, but only because they'd be, you know, your opposition there will be picking up points and moving on ahead of you, and it's quite hard to peg them back, even although you've got games in hand. It's quite frustrating to see them going ahead of you like that, but if the weather the way it was, you know, there was obviously no games in the First Division, and Inverness fell victim to the weather there, so I was quite happy with that.
And they'll obviously see beating you as a kind of, you know, they'll be relishing the tie with you. You're away to, sorry, at home to Tainhalter, Lochearn in the next round, but you won't look ahead to that already. It's one game at a time, really.
Well, Inverness watched us play. One of the Inverness boys were down watching us playing last Saturday there, so they'll have a good mark of us, you know, and they'll know how we're going to set up and what style we play, shouldn't they? So, I mean, we played them twice, three times. I think we drew them in the cup last year as well. But as the games went on last year, Inverness were getting closer and closer to us. So, you know, Inverness at home will be a tough game for us.
Listen again online at mfr.co.uk/shinty.
Drew, a good win for Le Cabre, beating Ballyhoolish 8-0 to reach the first round proper of the Camina Cup. And we never really spoke about it much last week, but you know, really it's the Scottish Cup, the FA Cup of the Shinty world. Everyone wants to, you know, progress to the Camina Cup final and win it. And Le Cabre have booked their first round place, and they're off and running with a fantastic win.
Yeah, and they'll be glad to get the next tie as well. It seems like a good tie for them. But Ballyhoosh, you know, they're not the same strength as Le Cabre. That was a difficult tie for Ballyhoosh. A bad draw for them, really, in the cup.
But Le Cabre, you know, we noticed on day one they lost to Bewley. So, you know, you're always looking to avoid a potential banana skin, and they took care of Ballyhoolish quite comprehensively.
Yeah, Neil McDonald was back as well. Neil's an essential person in their defence. Sean Nicholson getting 3 goals and Lachlan getting 2, so I wouldn't want to go to Spain at this time of year, to be honest, and play them in the Scottish.
And South Division 1 Bute progressed with a 4-2 win over Cabify, just edging out the men from Strathbeffer even, and a good win for them in the end.
An easy win, yeah, 4-1 after 80 minutes. Yeah, Hector's back in defence. It'll be interesting that they've obviously gone for a faster, lighter forward line. Yeah, be a difficult place. I wouldn't want to go to Bute either, actually.
Moving back to Le Cabre, more cup action for them this weekend. Away to Inverness in the Ballymore Cup, and last year's runner-up will fancy their chances this time round, especially after losing on penalties to Kinloch Shiel last year. That heart will still be with them.
I was at that game. It was an incredible match, actually. No, Inverness had no game last week. Le Cabre had a game. I always think it's an advantage to have a game beforehand. Le Cabre will be happy with that draw.
Away to Inverness, as we say. Let's look at the other ties. Cabre Fae, who lost to Bute at the weekend, third in North Division 1. They're at home to open Celtic Bottom in the South Division 1. Might be an easier game for Cabre Fae this weekend.
Difficult place to go to Castleloud. It's a small, tight park. Gets a bit boggy at times. This time of year it'll be soft. Cabres are used to it. People will go up there and think, oh, this will be tough. Open Celtic perhaps haven't been there for a number of years. Mm-hmm. Cabre Fae, that's a good draw for Cabres.
Ballyhoolish will take on Glasgow Mid Argyle, and as we touched on earlier, Ballyhoolish destroyed by Le Cabre in the Camina Cup, and Glasgow Mid Argyle going there might fancy themselves as favourites. They're above them in the division, and of course relegated from the Premier last year, so George Haney's men might fancy their chances away to Ballyhoolish in this one.
Yep, Glasgow Mid Argyle got a habit of getting behind here. They were 3-0 down after being 3-2 down after being 2-1 up, and ended up winning 4-3. That's 2 weeks in a row they've gone behind. They've obviously got a bit about them, GMA. They obviously think they can't get beaten at the moment. So, yeah, that'll be a good... They'd be happy to go up to Ballyhoolish and expect to win that.
Strathglass in the North Division 1 against South Division 1 opposition Skye. Skye bottom of the table. Only one game this season for them, to be fair, in the Premier, in the league. Strathglass, home advantage. You might fancy them in that one.
Well, that was the first game of the season, Skye and Strathglass, and it was a surprise for me that Skye got beat by Strathglass. So I'd imagine Strathglass will be fairly confident, but you know, Skye, I would have thought, may turn the tables in this one. They've got some motivation here to turn it around.
And in the other game, we'll mention Tynholt in a second, Kilmory will take on Kinloch Shiel, the holders. An away game for Kinloch Shiel, MFR Shinty Show's Team of the Month for March. And they'll fancy their chances in this one, and perhaps an away win on that card.
Yeah, Kinloch Shiel, big strong team. The park was quite similar to Kinloch Shiel's. It's quite small, quite sticky, so it holds no fears for Kinloch Shiel, no.
Tynholt welcome Loch Carron in the other tie, and go into the game on the back of a great 5-1 win over South Division 1 leaders Lochside Rovers. Here's coach Fraser Ingalls.
It was maybe convincing fashion by the scoreline, but it was a very competitive game, and it just was lucky, unfortunate for us, that we happened to get the goals at the right time. It can be quite important in a game when you score. Unfortunately for us, we managed to get the third goal before they managed to get one. If they'd got it back to 2-1, perhaps they could have come back into the game quite strongly, but we got the third one and that kind of shut the game down, and then we managed to get a fourth and fifth before they got a late goal. So it was good, because with Lochside having won in these three games, the boys were feeling a wee bit down that they'd been beaten by Ballyhoosh and beaten by Kilmory, so it's a big boost to beat Lochside.
Lochside, you know, as you say, they're up there going to be contending for the title this year alongside maybe the likes of Dubuque and Glasgow Mid Argyle as well. Are you know, hopeful that you guys can be up there amongst them as well?
Well, what we really need to do is stabilise ourselves in South Division 1, because this is only our second season in South Division 1, and it's actually a stronger league than last year, because you've got the addition of Glasgow Mid Argyle and Bute and a strong Kyle's junior team also coming into the league. So if we can say mid-table would probably be our realistic aim, any better than that will be a bonus. And we look upon the cup games as really just extra learning experience for the boys, because obviously going up against Lacarran, they're a strong established team with a lot of international, ex-international players on their team. So that is a chance for the boys to go up to another level and see how they got on. And our bread and butter is South Division 1 and trying to stay established in South Division 1.
You talked about that win over the Kyle's junior side. You know, it was your first win of the season, but the games against Ballyhoolish and Camogie, the defeats there, were they kind of really disappointing? You know, the sides that you'd be kind of hoping to beat?
Well, at the stage that we're at, what we're really looking at is performance more than results. If we can put in a good performance and have consistent performances at our early stage in development, that's really what we're after. But we were disappointingly poor against Ballyhoolish. We didn't really do ourselves justice. Ballyhoolish, on the other hand, they certainly improved a lot from last season. In addition of Dougie Rankin, has helped them a lot. Dougie's played at a high level. So we probably couldn't have played any worse on that particular day, and we still only got beat by a goal. Camogie was slightly different. Because the teams are so evenly balanced in the league, it's really on the day the team that's up for it the most. And Camogie were coming off the back of two defeats. So you could tell by their pure mannerisms that they were desperate to come to Tynholt and get 2 points. And they deservedly did. Whereas we were coming off the back of a victory against Kyle's. So we didn't quite have that bite. And that's really, when the teams are so evenly balanced, that's really on the day what can make the difference, the team that wants it the most. And our boys have to learn that every Saturday they're going to have to put in 110%, because any less than that and the chances are you're going to get beat.
You talked about that learning experience as well, and as you say, that you know, the cup for you is just a kind of you know, learning curve. As you mentioned, Lochcarron in the Ballymore this weekend, and I think they've only had one game this season as well, that draw with Inverness on the first day of the season, so they might be a bit rusty, but in the same time, in the other regard, they might be kind of raring to go.
Absolutely. Well, Lochcarron have proven over the years that they're a very good team, and indeed they were flying very high for a number of years as well. They've got a good community team there. They got to the final of the Macaulay Cup and got beaten by Inverary. They've had some fantastic results. They beat Tunisia at the Dell, I think it was 7-4. And I noticed that a lot of these guys are still involved. So they might not still be flying as high as they were previously, but as far as experience and ability goes, they're probably a level above us. But we have to try and get up to that level for as long as we can during the match and try and compete against Lochcarron. We played Kilmally last year in the Scottish Cup, and although we got beat 5-0 by Kilmally away, we give a fairly good account of ourselves, and it just gives the boys a level and a learning experience, just a taste of that, and then of course they're back down to South Division 1, which is probably their level at the moment.
We've seen a few kind of, you know, upsets already this season, both in the, you know, the leagues and the cups as well. You fancy maybe a wee upset this weekend?
Well, for us, again, it's performance. And if we can close the gap, we've got beat 5-0 by Kilmally. So if we can make it a tighter, more competitive game against Lochcarron, we'll be happy with that. We've got to be kind of realistic with our goals, because I think what can happen, people can get carried away at times, and then when you fall short, you can really lose your momentum.
Yep.
So going into this game, we'll be saying to the boys, go out and enjoy the game, try and be as competitive as you possibly can, and just do your best, and we'll see how that goes. There's no point us thinking, oh, we're going to beat Lochcarron or not, because realistically, it isn't really on the cards. But it's a long journey for Lochcarron. As you say, they've only played one game so far this season. So we'll go out, do our best, and as long as the performance is good and the boys put in 100% effort, that's all we can ask of them.
Listen again online at mfr.co.uk/shinty.
Tynholt coach Fraser Ingalls on the MFR Shinty show. Andrew, a home tie for them against Lochcarron. That one could be an interesting tie as well.
Yeah, Lochcarron seem to be struggling at the moment. Tynholt, for me, pulled off a great result last week. They'll be delighted with the home tie. That's a difficult one. Yeah, depends who Lochcarron take down there. But they appear to be struggling at the moment.
A bit home of inconsistency one for Tynholt this season as well. 2 wins, 2 defeats, beating Kyle's Athletic and Lochside Rovers. 2 sides who you may not have expected them to beat, losing to Camogie and Ballyhoolish, and again, losing to two sides that you might not expect them to lose to.
Yeah, great result against Lochside Rovers, because that would be their sort of their derby game, you know, because a lot of the boys from Tynholt are from Oban and whatnot. So, no, Fraser Ingalls is a good manager. He's obviously knows a bit of about the other teams and he's got them playing.
Elsewhere in South Division 1 this weekend, Bute take on Aberdour. 4-0 win for Bute on the first game of the season, and perhaps maybe another win on the cards for Bute there. In the North Division 2, one game goes ahead. Kinloch Shiel will face Lovett. In North 3, Strathglass take on Ardnamurchan. And in the Sutherland Cup, Glenurquhart take on Neaton Moor. Tayforth travel to Tainault. Inverness face Lochaber. Kamali take on Lochside Rovers. Lochcarron tackle Bewley. Kingussie take on Strathclare. Aberdeen Uni are at home to Loughbroom. Bute travel to Glengarry. Colglen take on Inverary. Fort William travel to Skye, and Bleskin are at home to Caberfree. That's almost it for the MFR Shinty Show this week. Before we go, Drew versus you. Last weekend, Drew, or last week rather, 3 out of 5, you predicted that Kamali would win at Glenorchy, Kingussie would beat Oban, and Kyles Athletic would record an away win at Inverary. However, you put down Fort William and Neaton Moor wins. Now, on paper, that looked a kind of sensible selection, but unfortunately the Shinty gods struck, and Lovett drew at home to Fort William, and Glenurquhart beat Neaton Moor. So 3 out of 5, and I can tell you that Graham McMillan has been back in touch, the man who tried to beat you 2 weeks ago and didn't manage to beat you, and he emailed me in the week saying, I have to beat Drew this week. I can tell you he got 3 out of 5 as well, so he's catching up. Drew, it's a draw, it seems like, Drew versus Graham McMillan. But if you want to take part in Drew versus you, go into mfr.co.uk/shinty and correctly predict this week's Premier Division scores. Drew will give out his score predictions in a moment, and also that's where also you can listen to the latest edition of the show. Drew, take it away. Drew versus you. We'll go for, first of all, Fort William versus Kyles Athletic.
And just a tip for you, Graham, you just do it off the top of your head. You're always sitting at home taking too long to think about it, because it was 2 Coop and Busters last week. For William against Kyles, that'll be 4-2 to Kyles.
Lovett versus Glenorchy,
that'll be a home win, that'll be 4-1.
Glenurquhart versus Kamali,
that'll be our first predicted draw of the season, 2-2.
And Oban versus Inverary,
That's an away win, that'll be 4-0 to Inverary.
And finally, the big derby, Neaton Moor versus Kingussie,
that'll be 4-2 for Neaton Moor.
4-2 Neaton Moor in the derby. If you think you can beat Drew in his predictions for the Premier Division card this weekend, head along to mfr.co.uk/shinty. That's it for another edition of the MFR Shinty Show. We'll be back next week. Enjoy your Shinty weekend, whatever it takes you.